Bah oui, là, du coup, elle est en train d'enregistrer, donc du coup, faut faire genre qu'on parle,
Since
tu vois.
late November, there's been another person living in my house. His name is Leo, and he's an exchange student from France. I had no idea what to expect at first. I was super excited, but I didn't stop to think about all the things that would change because of him living with my family and I. Now I know that there are certain things about living with Leo that have altered life at the Pratty household, in both good and bad ways. At first, things were pretty easy going. Leo was kind of quiet since he didn't know us very well. But now he's more comfortable, so he's more talkative and wants to do more. Because of the Rotary program Leo's in, he's always doing something. My parents always seem to be driving him somewhere. Often enough, we have to drive some of his friends, too. He also likes to go out and do a lot around Carmel with his friends. It gets a bit annoying taking him to and fro, but it's not like he can drive himself, and since he's in a country that's foreign to him, he finds it important to get the most out of his experience. Living with three other siblings is crazy enough, but adding Leo into the bunch makes things a bit more so. My little brother Zeke gave up his room for Leo, so now Zeke stays in my sister and my room, making it really crowded. Sharing a bathroom is also more difficult since there are five of us in the same one. The house gets really crowded, but we somehow manage to work things out. Weekday mornings, my older brother Indy drives us to school. We plan to leave the house at 7, but Leo sometimes slows us down. He wakes up a half hour later than the rest of us, so he has less time to get ready. It's really annoying when he makes us leave later than our usual time because he's not used to our routine. Even though things have become more chaotic, I'm so glad that my family has had the opportunity to have him stay with us. He's one of the kindest people I know and is a lot of fun to hang out with. He's really thoughtful, so he always wants to do nice things for us. He got everyone in my family really nice Christmas presents. We kept telling him that he shouldn't, but of course he did. He later bought my sister and I carnations at school for Valentine's Day. He helps out around the house, too. After dinner, while my siblings run off, Leo stays in the kitchen and helps with the dishes. He also helps me with my French homework. I, too, help him with his homework, especially when he has a paper to write. He actually speaks English quite fluently. Sometimes he says a word funny or asks a question about the language, and I can't help but laugh. One time he asked if giraffes was pronounced giraffes or giraffes. He has also struggled with saying Massachusetts.
So it's a Massachusetts. So Massachusetts.
Living with Leo hasn't turned my life upside down or anything. Everything is pretty much the same, only a bit crazier. Still, I am so happy to have had the opportunity to host someone who is now so close to me. He is part of the family, and I can't imagine what my life would have been like without him.
Bah oui.
For WHJE, this has been Tatum Pratty. For more stories like this, visit our website, whje.com.